All right. Father, Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to gather here again with thy people. Lord, we give you praise. We give you thanks, O Lord. We give you glory. It was David that said, how beautiful it is for brethren to dwell together as one in unity. For it is like the ointment flowing down from the head of Aaron, even down onto his beard, onto the skirts of his garment. Lord, we give you praise. We ask today that that same oil will flow even amongst us as we meet to gather unto thee, O Lord, in one heart, in one mind. We ask that you take over. You will take over, O Lord. For we invite your spirit. We invite your spirit. And we pray that you have mercy upon us in any way we may have heard. And we pray that you will help us to find favor in thy sight this day. Even as Mary found favor in the sight of the Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's over to you, and be Esther.
Wisdom is to come, Jesus, and in you we move and have our being. Jesus, you are a miracle working God. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh.
You are
Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. 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 Alpha and Omega, you are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega, Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. To the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. Him alone is worthy of our praise. Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. To the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. Him alone is worthy of to the Lamb of God sit upon the throne. Him alone is worthy of to the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. Him alone is worthy of our prayer. The Lord of hosts, the King of glory, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh. The Lord of hosts, show forth your mercy. Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth. Please, when you want me to stop, let me know. That's fine.
Let's move on, move on, move on, move on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Elohim, Elohim, Madonna. Elohim, Madonna. Elohim, God Most High, you are Jesus Christ, Elohim Israel, Elohim, God Most High, you are Jesus Christ, you are Elohim. Elohim Israel, Elohim Israel, Elohim Israel, Elohim Israel, Elohim Israel, Elohim Israel,
Hello, Israel.
Hello, Israel. Hello, Israel. Hello, Hello. God Most High, your Jesus Christ, who are Elohim, Israel, Elohim, Elohim, God Most High. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, thank you who is here. Elohim Israel, Elohim Israel, Elohim Israel, Elohim Israel, we worship you. We hail you, Most High. We hail you, Lord. We hail you. We worship you. We are you, Most High. We are you, Lord. We are you. We worship you. We are you, Most High. Like fire, like rain, let your glory fall. Like fire, like rain, let it fall. Like fire, like rain, like fire, like rain, let your glory fall. Like fire, like rain, let it fall. Like fire, like rain, like fire. Like rain, let your glory fall. Like fire, like rain, let
it fall. Oh, I could brush it up. Only Yeshua, you reign forever. The brother,
praise the Lord. Only you are God. In Jesus' name, we worship. If you can hear me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Apologies that we came in late. Just consider it to mean that the special guest that you invited to the program had a flat tire on the way. And we've been trying to connect. I have a 5G route. The network is just down because it rained over here. So it's just, well, we give thanks to God that we are here tonight. Can we take a short prayer? Mighty God, we say thank you for tonight. Thank you for waking us out of death to life. Your song minister said that sleep is faster than death. We thank you for waking us from our slumber to cause us to be a part of that which you are looking to achieve tonight. Mighty God, we say thank you. Thank you, blessed Holy God. In Jesus' name, we pray. In Jesus.
Amen.
All right. If you hear me, please shout hallelujah so I can be sure I don't speak to myself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. I take that to mean that you can hear me loud and clear.
Very
glory
clear,
be.
Very, very clear here. Clear.
All right. Glory be to God. Yesterday, we looked at coming, so we can do a short recap and we move on. We looked at the topic height in the Holy Ghost, and we're able to touch upon some few points, some few crescendos that you can achieve just by praying in tongue, just by praying in tongue. Or longer. And we said that one of them is blessing, another is curse, another is decree, and finally we said there is the potential of love. Tonight we want to look at, we want to focus more on the tributaries of power. The tributaries of power. Let's take our first Bible reading from the book of Acts. We might need to make haste. The book of Acts, chapter 1. The book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible says, "For ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." According to our Lord Jesus, what you are receiving, what he wants you to attain to, having been baptized with the Holy Ghost, is power. That the main emphasis of being baptized with the Holy Ghost is not to receive a baptismal certificate. But that you are endued with power. And how we know that you've been endued with power is that you are out on the field being a witness unto Jesus. Now, being a witness unto Jesus is not that you are telling the story of Jesus, that Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. No. But that everything that our Lord Jesus manifested while he was alive, those things you are able to exercise them. Because in the gospel, he promised that greater works than these. It is in greater works that we are going to know that you have received power after the Holy Ghost came upon you. Some time ago, we said that don't stop at water baptism, because John referred the people to one that is to come. And that it is that one that we baptize them with the Holy Ghost. Now we are telling you tonight, the Lord is telling us tonight, that don't stop in receiving the Holy Ghost alone, having received your baptismal certificate, but that you attain unto power. Now, as you will know through primary data, that we have many Christians that have Holy Ghost, but they don't have power. They are deficient in power. And that is not to say they are deficient in power. And that is not to say the Holy Ghost that came upon them is another Holy Ghost. It's still the same Holy Ghost. It's just that they did not continue in the way that the apostles continued, that made them to shine in the brightest color. Because the Bible showed us that the apostle continued in, that the people continue in prayers, in fellowship, in breaking of bread. And what is the fourth one again? Can someone remind me? What is the fourth one? In prayers, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and what is the fourth one? Somebody help me out. Someone help me out. In the apostles' doctrine. If you can hear me, shout hallelujah.
We can hear you.
All right. Please, if you can hear me, leave a message on the group chat so I'm not talking to myself. So, the early Christians had a culture that ensured that the things that they received from God were sustained. Unfortunately, the Christian of today does not have a culture. He receives a baptismal class certificate and he takes off like it, and he spends the remainder of his life having wishful thinking that he is doing something called power, but he's not doing anything. You know, one way that we can know that I believe power can be exercised is that if you touch any deadly thing, that will not hurt you. That one is a manifestation of power. Earlier today, I'm going to take a little bit of our time. Earlier today, I think it was in the afternoon, my wife drew my attention to something that we saw in the house, around the house. We saw, I don't know if it is a chicken or a bird feather, a bird wing, not feather, but wing, the wing of a bird or a chicken. I don't know which one it is. just around the house. And it was looking like it was looking hard, like there is no wind, no. There is no wind. There is no. How did that wind get to the around? Is it prayer that broke the wing? We can say. But I was so confident that I was on the. I was so confident that I was in tune with the Holy Ghost that I could pick that in and burn it up. No. Even if it is a sacrifice inside a calabash, I will break it apart. That one is power that can only give you that kind of confidence. Because there are those that will see such a thing and they are going to embark on 3 days fasting and prayer in order to be able to generate a confidence and boldness that will help them to confront that thing. And I was able to tell my wife, I said, any battle that the enemy moves from the spiritual realm and moves to the physical, if the point at which you realize it, you discern it was in the physical, you have lost that battle. Even if you didn't lose that battle, you are going to come out of that battle with scars. Place you must discern the battle must be in the spirit. Don't let it come on ground. It's devising of that weapon. In the book of Acts of the Apostle, I said here a bonus point. I've digressed for too long. A bonus point. I said here, every in the early church, every speaking is because of a knowing. Let's read the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 3. Someone online read for us. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. Quickly. Someone in the audience, please read for us. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 3. It's so that you can see the power. Carry on, sir.
The Lord has risen of it. 2:3. And there appeared unto them glowing tongues like as of fire, and it sat on each of them.
Verse 4. Also verse 4.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Thank you very much, sir. So, every speaking that the apostles, that the early church did was as a result of an inward knowing. If you see from this scripture in verse 3, the Bible says, it appeared unto them. Something appeared unto them. And that thing that appeared unto them when they perceived it in the spirit with their spiritual eyes, their tongue was twisted, and that was how they began to speak. Have you ever seen somebody manifesting a certain grace, maybe during a church service, and it was as if you were so anointed that you started speaking in tongues because your spirit got angry and you started speaking in tongues? That you're speaking in tongue is not because you are really interested in speaking in tongue. It is because you saw something. And I am telling you tonight, if you see a spirit, your tongue will not be the same. Your tongue will change. In the Nigerian broken English, they will call it ojuju, ojuju kalaba. If you see ojuju kalaba, the way you will respond to it, you will not use English. Especially if that thing catches you by surprise. You say, hey, that your A is a tongue. Because you are expressing fear because of something you saw. There are those in the body of Christ, in the church today, who are afraid of speaking in tongues. And the reason why they are afraid is because those who have received the Holy Ghost, they have done damage to the essence of receiving that impartation. They have done damage to it. So you find so many people that are even speaking in tongues in the flesh. And because these people saw that, okay, you are speaking in tongues and you are still carnal, well, they can't seem to understand what is interplaying. Because of that, they are discouraged from speaking in tongues. So they feel like, all right, if this guy is speaking in tongues and he's still going around sleeping with women, then me, I'm not speaking in tongues and I'm not doing the evil things he's doing. That means I'm on a better path than he is. The essence of Holy Ghost baptism is power. It's power. It's power. It's power. It's power. It's not just speaking in tongues. It's not just speaking in tongues alone. But that your tongue is rest on the foundation of an inward perception. And that inward perception becomes the fuel that drives your tongue until the point you hit a crescendo. That's what we are saying. So I want to tell us tonight, if you have been afraid or you've been feeling, oh, speaking in tongues has become, you know, useless in speaking in tongues, it has been made too common in the church that it is no longer useful. I want to tell you that the essence of Holy Ghost baptism is power. It's power. It's not about the people that are shouting. So, and I can assure you, you will not hit power outside of the Holy Ghost. And you will not hit a very fluid, endowment outside of speaking in tongues. That one, I can assure you, you will never eat it. You'll be living your life normal. Then when the battle comes, that's when you want to embark on fasting and prayer. You didn't hear what the Bible says. The Bible says when the day of Pentecost was fully come, these guys prayed for 10 days in advance to a day that is not yet. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, these guys prayed in advance for 10 days for a day that does not yet come. So that when that day of encounter came, they were at rest. They were on automatic mode. But your own, that your 10 days, you will use it to do whatever you want. It is when the day of encounter now comes, that is when you want to now start doing your own fasting and prayer. As though the person you are meeting is a mortal man. So, what aided the speaking in tongues in the book of Acts of the Apostles is an inward perception. And that inward perception is the fuel that drives their tongue. You know, a scripture can be burning in your heart, or a matter can be burning in your heart that you will just be speaking in tongues. You will speak in tongues for so long that you didn't even know that time has gone. So that your tongue is not really a noise in itself. It rests on the fact there is an inward perception that is going on in you. And that is the prayer that you are offering to God. Because some time ago, we said God will first take cognizance of the prayer that is in your heart before he gives ear to the prayer that is upon your lip. If you hear us, speaking in tongues for so long, there is an inward perception that is going on, and we can tell you what it is. So we are not as confused as we are not as empty as you may think. There is something going on the inside. Let me move quickly now. So, one of the tributaries of power with those with they whom are baptized of the Holy Ghost is one, boldness. The book of, let's open to the book of, quickly to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 31. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 31. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 31. The Bible says that when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And this, what did we say is the essence of Holy Ghost baptism again? Power. Something always accompanies the baptism. Something supernatural always accompanies the baptism. And that is the same permutation that we see here. When they were filled, when that place was filled with the Holy Ghost, they spake the word of God with boldness. They just beat them black and blue, flog them, and send them out back to their cave. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, and in 32, those guys went to pray. The very thing that ought to have demoralized them, that was the very thing that they used to drive their prayer. And instead of backing down, they became more confident that they were on the right path, so much so that they returned back to the battlefield. One of the tributaries of the Holy Ghost in manifestation is boldness. Boldness.
We can't hear you. I think the network. Thank you.
All right. Sorry for that. Let me send the explanation another time. Let's continue. So, one of the tributaries of power is boldness. I don't know if God has ever committed a task into your hand and it's as if you are not ready. That you are not ready, and for 1 week you are still not ready. 2 weeks you are still not ready. Once that task is lingering around like that, and it's like you are not ready, after 3 days, we advise you to go and take a brief fast and pray in tongue for long. You will hit the gush. Pray in tongue for long. Because if you keep waiting that, an endowment is coming, one day impartation will come, I can assure you, you will never be ready until God withdraws that assignment from you and gives it to another person. You will never be ready. Because what is lacking in you is not impartation, is confidence. You are not yet, you've not yet prayed enough to receive confidence that that assignment is for that time. So one of the tributaries of power is boldness. And I like to say this emphatically. You know, a point came in the church that ministers of God started motivational talk for people, for grown-up people. They started being motivational talk for a grown-up man in the church. Apostle Paul said that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of sound mind. In the Holy Ghost, you will find motivation. There is abundant motivation in the Holy Ghost. The means of motivating you by the Holy Ghost is boldness. How the Holy Ghost motivates people is boldness. So anytime you are lacking motivation to do something, what you need is not motivational talk. What you need is to go and bury yourself in tongue. Pray for long until you receive boldness. There is no amount of motivational talk that can help you to achieve a supernatural thing such as is found only in the Holy Ghost. So anytime you hear a Christian say, "Hi, but they lack morale," that person needs prayer. That person needs to go and pray himself. Not to be prayed for, but to go and pray himself. So one of the tributaries of power is boldness. Another tributary, finally. Let's open our Bible to the book of Acts of the Apostle, chapter 4, verse 13. I've chosen to limit myself only to the book of Acts of the Apostle. That's why we keep repeating the same Bible book. Since we've done Acts of the Apostle, another tributary of power is utterance. In Acts of the Apostle, chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were learned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." There was a time we used to read this Bible, this particular scripture in verse 13, and we were able to deduce in those early days that the apostles were uneducated people. I want to tell you that what that scripture is talking about is not an uneducated man, but a man that is not versatile, that is not learned in the law. The education they are talking about here is not civil education, it is religious education. I don't know if you've ever seen somebody that is not well versed in the use, that is not well versed in scripture. When that person is talking, you will know that this one has not done so much of Bible study. And that is why when we see people like Apostle Aremi Osai, Apostle Gideon Odoma, when they talk, you say, Kai, those ones, they've done sufficient diligence in Bible study. So that is the evaluation they did here. The evaluation is not whether you went to secondary school or primary. No, that's not the evaluation. Because the council that sat here in order to evaluate the apostle is made up of Pharisees and Sadducees. And you know that those are religious school of thought. They are not, it's not lecturers. It's not school teachers and lecturers. It's not professors. And in the time of Jesus, they did this kind of evaluation. So it's not that the apostles were not educated. No, that's not what it means. That, you know, they grew up catching fish and selling fish by the riverside. So if that is what you have been anchoring of, that's the scripture that you have been using to justify mental slothfulness, that education is a scam. With the Holy Ghost, you can achieve education. You are wrong. That scripture is not it. Go and look for another one. So they saw them, the way they speak, it was as Jesus who speak when Jesus was. It was as Jesus, they spoke, the Pharisee. When Jesus was evaluated in his days, they said, how does this man know words? That this man speaks graciously, have not learned words. That is, they don't know him to belong to any religious school of thought. He doesn't belong to the Pharisees. He doesn't belong to the Sadducees. So how come did he know all these kind things that he knows and all these kind of powerful words that he's saying? Where did he learn them from? So you see from that window that it is not about higher institution, it is about depth in the law, depth in the law, depth in the law. So the apostles had utterance. The things they speak were so captivating, the things they speak were captivating, were power infused. And if you look at them, you will know that no, this guy, not be him. Something is speaking through him. He has received endowment from somewhere. In fact, it was common knowledge in the days of Apostle Paul's ministry that anytime they saw him, when he writes a letter to them, it was, you will be anticipating to meet the person that wrote that letter. And eventually, when you see him, you'll be like, is this the person that wrote that mighty, powerful letter? This person that is looking docile. That is because when he is dictating that letter, he is endued. And now that you are seeing him in his natural state, you will now know that he's actually something that comes upon him. That is what So, as I conclude, another tributary of power is utterance, the ability, spirit, someone called this spirit energized communication. A communication that when you start, no look can make you back down. Maybe you are preaching and then as you are speaking, someone now do, someone hisses. That hissing will further aggravate the Holy Ghost to take you to another level, to a peak in the spirit, instead of dissuading you, instead of demoralizing you. Things that should demoralize you with things that will be encouraging you. Utterance. And the best part that I love about utterance is, in utterance there is articulation. You would have studied so many things, and by the time you begin to speak, all those things will just, all those broken thoughts, diverse broken thoughts, it is as if they just, all of them will just come together, and when you begin to speak, you are just flowing, you are fluid. That's when utterance has come for you. When your thoughts, your divided thoughts, your divided understanding of the scripture that you've read, when finally it is time for delivery and you open your mouth, and then all those thoughts align to convey the mind of God, it is because you have received utterance. And that utterance cannot be attained outside of the Holy Ghost. Now we have come to the end of tonight's session. If you've got the biggest blessing, shout hallelujah.
Yeah.
You will never be ready.
Hallelujah.
I've been there. God gave me a task, do this. And for 2 weeks, I was limp. I was just going around that mountain. I knew what I needed is not baptism, but I was just waiting for something to instigate it, to fire me up on the inside. But what I missed was that nothing will come and fire me up. I will be the one to start it mechanically. I'll be the one to start the process by praying in tongue until I hit the peak of utterance. I tell you, brethren, if you are faithful, so many streams will break out of you. So many streams. That stream can be so powerful that you will have three sermons, three topics flowing through you at the same time, and you'll be teaching all of them simultaneously. They will invite you to this church. You will teach a different topic, and then you will not forget. Then when you get to this other church, you are teaching a different topic, which is peculiar to them. And when you go to this other one, you are teaching a different one. And all of them is operating inside of you simultaneously. All of them is flowing through you non-stop. Utterance. Let's pray now. Thank you all for waiting patiently for us. The good Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I'm very confident that tomorrow will be better than today. And I believe this is a learning curve for every one of us. When God calls us for meeting, because nobody is... now. He's alive, amen. Cross is alive. Forever is alive, amen. He's alive. He is alive. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. I don't know. The Lord just showed me the presence of Mercy Chinwu now. And he wants me to make an example. If you've met Mercy Chinwu in a natural state, if you've heard her speak outside of the Holy Ghost, you will see that her tongue is not straight. When she's speaking, she speaks as though she has water in her mouth, like she has substance in her mouth. Speaks as though she has some substance in her mouth. Her tongue is not straight. It's like her tongue is, I don't know how to explain it. But when that woman begins to sing by inspiration, the tongue is straightened. I challenge you to go and find her videos. You will see what I'm saying. You will hear her sing this one, sing that one, and you will think it's natural. People are doing this thing and they are getting it. Those they that have speech impediment, they have been endued with this thing, and power is coming upon their tongue so much so their tongue is losing. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Can we begin to pray now? That the Lord God will make us willing. That the Lord God will empower us. That the Lord God will empower us. That He will fill us afresh. And they will fill us out. This is not for him to fill the ministry. Now we are at the point of saying, fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me. I won't call upon the name of fill me. All those things that have become an obstacle to your being a sufficient witness to Christ. Those are the very things that God needs in order to advance His kingdom through your life, so that your life can become, so that your life can be a testimony of, to can be a testimony of a God that raises the dead. The Bible said, if the spirit of he that raised Jesus Christ dwelleth in you, it will quicken your mortal body. Anything that is dead in your body can be brought to life. If it is speech impediment, the Holy Ghost can bring your tongue back to life. If it is your mind, you lack articulation, you lack ability to comprehend, to understand, Holy Ghost can raise that thing back to life. We've seen people, oh my God, there is a prophet in the West who is dead now. That man, he is a blind prophet, but he said it was written of him, according to life testimony, that any time that he wants to study the Bible, his eyes are opened. People are doing these things. Only you that is on the backside. He's been blind from his teenage days. But anytime, he said, anytime I put the Bible before me, don't worry, go and check it online. He's very notorious. So I'm not even telling you, I'm not telling you someone that is hidden in the church. Anytime, for every time that he places the Bible before him, his eyes is open. But if it is that he wants to go to the toilet or his mind. We've seen those who have not learned English that are speaking English because the Holy Ghost endued them with that power, with that spirit endowment, and something dead in them was brought back to life. It will quicken your mortal body. The same way, when you see something in the spirit, you know this is what this is. That thing is the work of the Holy Ghost. Because there is no school where they teach you that when you see a spirit that has something like this, that it is this. All those ones are zodiacs. Is in zodiac, they will tell you that anything that has on is goat. If you see goat in your dream, it means... But I've come to learn over time that whatever you receive is relevant, is only relevant to you. There is no former yardstick that because they are seeing goat in America and it means that. Then if you too see goat in Nigeria, it is what you think it. It is what they are as seeing it to be. That's what you are seeing. Because in Nigeria, a cow is an animal. But in India, a cow, they worship cow. Can we call upon the name of God? Feel me. We have less than 2 minutes. Lord, feel me. Lord, feel me. Feel me. Feel us. We lost. Not so, feel us. Jot our mind. Help us to discern those things that you have committed into our hands. Feel our mind. Feel us. Feel us. In Jesus' name, we pray. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
As we've learned tonight, the essence of receiving the Holy Ghost is so that you might receive power, not a baptismal certificate, not a testimony that you are a Christian, but that something supernatural is done through your life. The essence of the Holy Ghost is power. The essence of the Holy Ghost is power. The essence of the Holy Ghost is power. Every time that power came, every time that the Holy Ghost came upon men in the book, Acts of the Apostle, go and read it. There is something always accompanying that Holy Ghost baptism. And that thing that accompanies it is called power, because it is supernatural. It is supernatural. Let's close now as we take our closing prayer. All right. Before we take our closing prayer, can we take some moment to pray for our objective for the year 2025. Can you pray for someone? Because I believe you've read through it. Can you take the name of someone amongst us and pray for that person, that Lord? We commit this objective of this person into your hand. The Bible says, commit your ways into the hands of the Lord, and he will fulfill the thoughts of your heart. And this one, this is the way that he intends to go for this year. Fulfill it by your mercy. Fulfill it by your mercy. Fulfill it by your mercy. Because of your ordination, because of predestination, fulfill it. And just in case, if the objective does not align with your purpose, help to straighten this person. Help to straighten this person. Straighten this one. Straighten, because the way we are seeing his objective is like he's out of mark. Yet, Father, straighten him. In the name of Jesus, straighten him. In the name of Jesus, straighten him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Holy God. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. 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 Mighty warrior, great battle. Jehovah is your name. Mighty God, we say thank you for tonight. Thank you for causing us to fellowship with you tonight. Thank you for teaching us tonight. Thank you for standing by us tonight. Thank you for standing by us tonight. Bless your holy name, O God, in Jesus' name. Mighty God, as we go tonight, we pray that you will cause your face to shine upon us. We pray that your presence will be sufficient for us. Let your presence be sufficient for us in the name of Jesus. Protect us and guide us. Lead us in the way that we should go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Holy God. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Mm-hmm. If you've got the biggest blessing tonight, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Salutations to our brethren in Zaria, and salutations to the brethren in the UK. And most especially,